I'm going to say it again. Jesus is never going to come back to this earth again and redeem us and free us from anything. Why? Because he already done. It's already done. And we got to get that revelation in our spirit. I'm already free. And you don't ask your feeling whether you're free or not. You go to the word. God said I'm free, then I'm free. And I got to get that revelation in my spirit and renew my mind to that, so my mind won't continue to fight me and tell me I'm crazy, I'm bound, I don't know what to do. And then you got to get rid of fear. Fear has, God has not given you the spirit of fear. Boy, I used to be afraid of a lot of stuff. God has not given you, me, us, the spirit of fear. So if he didn't give it to me, I don't give it no place. Give the devil no place, because that's where it come from. I don't fear life. I don't fear anybody, anything. How do you get that place? Because I know I'm wrapped in Jesus. I'm wrapped in him. He who holds you in his hand, no man can pluck him out. Amen. And I know whose hands I'm in. Do you know whose hands you're in? Are you in the hands of fear? Are you in the hands of wondering? Are you in the hands of maybe? Where are you? I know who holds me. When I say it, Jesus, I make you Lord of my life. All the rest of them have to leave. I look to him. I spend time with him so I can find out what my Lord is saying to me, so I can know what he's saying, and what all the rest of them saying, I don't pay them any mind. Because they're lying. This is the truth. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you are as blessed as you're ever going to be. He already blessed you. I'm looking for a blessing. Yeah. I'm trying to find it. Well, you need to find out that you are blessed. But if on God's part, you're just as blessed as you're ever going to be. You need to find out how to get the blessing working. He hadn't changed your mind. It is forever settled. Hallelujah. Watch this. Verse 4. For he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself even before he laid twin of the universe. Way before any man ever showed up, anybody ever showed up, he chose us to be his very own. Think about that. He chose you. He chose me to be his very own. Now, why do we share, give ourselves to a heathen, or to an outlaw? Let me change that. To an outlaw, to a foul enemy that seek to steal, kill, and to destroy. Why do you give yourself to and pay attention to him and do what he said? Why do you waste your time with him? All he ever calls you a pain. He give you a little upfront laughter, feeling good, just to trap you. But he chose you before the foundation of the world that you, we would be his own. Because of his great love, he ordained. Because of his great love, he did what? From the Aramaic. No, Jesus spoke Aramaic. This is what it says. The Aramaic text can be translated, he marked us with his love. The Greek text states predestinated us or set us apart before the foundation of the world. He done that. It was already done when you got here. He sent Jesus to execute it, to bring it forth and bring it into manifestation. Before Jesus got here, Adam had messed it up. So God had to find somebody to cooperate with him in the earth to get it here to us, because he ordained it before the foundation of the world that this is where you should be. There's nothing about you. There's nothing God ever planned for you to hurt you or destroy you. He planned your life like his.